It's Tuesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
We've got Angela in Salt Lake City. Hey, Angela, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your question today?
So my husband and I are currently knocking out our debt, and most of our debt is coming from our two vehicles, and we both decided that we're going to sell them this spring because we've got equity in them. The problem that I've got is my husband wants to use some of that equity to purchase a used dirt bike for the summer. Mm. And I know that it wouldn't have a loan on it. Technically, we would still own our vehicles outright because we'd be downgrading. But I just wanted to see what your input is on that and if that's a smart move or if it's a bad idea. I know that he really... his heart's set on it, and I've already gotten him to agree with selling his beloved truck. So I just kind of want to know what I can do.
Yeah. Is your husband there with you, Angela?
No, he's working.
Oh, man. Anthony wants to talk directly to him, Angela. Could you give us a call back? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right, man. She's sneaking it in while he's gone. That's
I know.
What's
she's
up.
Like, oh, he's gone. Oh, let me just get some outside input here. I love this.
And I know Christy's going to have my back.
He's a hard worker.
Christy's going to have my back.
I actually have your back right now. I'm so ready for this.
let me make sure I understand this correctly. Once you all sell your two cars, you're going to be out of debt. You will have cash cars, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. How much money will you have in your savings account? Will you have the three to six months in your savings account?
No, we currently have the $1,000 in our emergency funds.
Then, I hate to say this without your husband being there because I want him thinking we're talking behind his back, but you're right. I mean, no, we shouldn't be purchasing anything major like that. We need to lay down a solid foundation. And to prevent you all from going back into debt, you need a fully funded emergency fund. So what's you all's combined household income right now, Angela?
About $95,000.
Okay, so $95,000. What's your mortgage payment?
Total with our HOA, it's about $1,600.
Okay, so $1,600. So right now, you need about $10,000 in your savings account to get the three months of your expenses, I would say.
Does that sound about right? How much is the dirt bike? I'm curious.
So initially, he thought that he could get one around $3,000, but it seems like the price of things are going up, and it's looking more like $4,500.
Yeah, $4,500.
So $4,500.
Oh, okay, I was about to say
The kind of estimate he gave me.
Okay, yeah. So that's half of your 3 to 6 months. So no.
Uh-huh.
No.
So no.
No.
You know what, Angela? I got to tell you, when you said he has his heart set on it, like I get that. Man, I get my heart set on things too. The thing is we just have to be grown-ups and we have to do things in the right order. And it doesn't mean he can't get the dirt bike ever. It just means we're not going to get it when we don't even have more than $1,000 in our bank account.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
So just encourage him in that sense. When you break the news to him of this news that Anthony and I have given you when he's been out of the house, please tell him it doesn't mean not ever. It just means not right now. That's our advice for you.
And here's a rule of thumb that I go by, Christy, for me.
Okay.
And this is not really something that Ramsey teaches. It's just something that I've been teaching since I've come up underneath Ramsey and teaching something. I don't really buy something like that unless I can afford it at least twice.
Okay.
So it's like for me, when I purchase my used car, if you follow me, you know what I purchased. I won't say here on the radio. I didn't purchase it, though, until I had at least twice that amount in my account. Here's why. Let's say he goes and buys the dirt bike and he has the $5,000 cash, and then he comes back home. What happens? He has no money. Mm-hmm. He's broke. So if an emergency happens, no, he doesn't have any money. So for me, my philosophy is, on top of my emergency fund, can I afford to purchase this twice? If that's a Gucci purse, if that's a car, if that's a backpack if that's
close. If it's
close.
A kitchen remodel. I remember you gave that example a couple weeks ago when you and I hosted together. Someone called in with a kitchen remodel, and they had like the exact amount of money and no cushion. And I remember you saying that same thing.
Yeah, yeah. You want to have some cushion because you don't know what will happen, especially on the kitchen remodel. You remember that? Like if the estimate is $20,000, you're going to spend about $25,000 to $30,000 on the car.
Well, in that example with the kitchen, yeah, you don't know how much something's going to cost. But even with the dirt bike, I mean, I hope nothing ever happens. But that's a very dangerous sport. Is it a sport?
Yeah, it is a sport.
Is that considered? I don't know how the hobby, whatever. That can be really dangerous.
Yes.
And I would hate for anything to happen, a wreck, or you have to go to the hospital, anything like that with something so risky. And you got $1,000 in your bank account.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that's why I say, just make sure you can afford to buy it twice. I got that from Jay-Z, for those of y'all asking where I got it from.
I love it.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.